Well, that's been what some family members have been saying. Let's bring in another one. Carrie Lamack, her mom, Judy LaRocque, was a passenger on American Airlines Flight 11 out of Boston's Logan Airport. Carrie went on to co-found the group Families of September 11th and was a leading advocate for the formation of the 9/11 Commission. So, Carrie, what are you feeling today?
The overwhelming feeling is relief that no other family is going to suffer the way my family has. I think finding out last night, which was actually my sister's birthday, just brought in stark contrast to the feelings we felt of missing my mom, the fact that she wasn't there for my sister's birthday, and then knowing that the man who plotted and instigated her murder is now gone, it just brings relief.
Relief. Others have said to us that it actually doesn't mitigate any pain.
No, it doesn't. The pain is still quite real. Mom's still not here. Mom still didn't get to bake a cake for my sister and help her blow out the candles, and that's just going to be our reality for the rest of our lives. But it does bring relief to know that others aren't going to suffer because of this man. He can't instigate any more attacks, and he can't be releasing any more statements and videos. And I think that's been one of the hard things for us, is never knowing when he's going to pop up out of his cave, or, as we now learned, his mansion in Pakistan.
Well, and yet, he may not be able to orchestrate any more mayhem, but people are saying he hasn't really been in charge for a while anyway. I mean,
he was a figurehead, though, and he was the mouthpiece of Al-Qaeda and the mouthpiece of violence and hatred, and that mouthpiece is now gone.
Yeah.
And I've created an organization called Global Survivors Network with other victims of terrorism from all over the globe, and we have always felt that, why do the terrorists get the microphone whenever they speak? And since Bin Laden has released videos, we released a video of our own, and we actually got nominated for an Academy Award this year. And there is relief in knowing that the mouthpiece of the terrorists is now silenced forever.
Yeah. What do you think about the celebrations we've been seeing? Many young people, people who might have been 9 years old when your mom died. What do you think when you see that at the White House or here in Boston on the Boston Common?
Well, it's not a day of celebration for me and my family. It's a day of remembrance. At the end of the day, I'd like to focus on my mom and the nearly 3,000 others who were killed on September 11th and the thousands of others who've been killed at the hands of Al-Qaeda, because their message and their story is one of hope and love and peace. And that's so much more powerful than Bin Laden's message of hatred and violence.
Yeah. I'm wondering, too, if in addition to some of those feelings you've expressed, there's also been, I mean, I know I've been thrown back to, you know, imagining and thinking of that day, but perhaps maybe you never stop thinking about it. I don't know how that works.
No, for our family, 9/11 never goes away. We don't get a day off because mom's still not here. I still can't call her on my good days and to tell her all about the good things, and we can't call her on the bad days to ask her for help. And she's never gotten to meet her two grandsons. My sister's had two amazing boys since 9/11, and my mom will never get to be part of their lives in the way that we want her to be. And let's be real, the threat still remains. Today is not a day where a war is over. We still have to be vigilant. But I hope today that your listeners will focus on those who are lost and honor them in a way that makes them proud, which would be to make sure what happened to them never happens again.
Carrie Lamack, her mom, Judy LaRocque, was killed on 9/11. Carrie, thanks for speaking with us, and best to you this day.
Thank you very much.
Back in a minute, here and now.